The Doug Wright Show. Doug scores big time interviews on Utah's most important stories on KSL News Radio.
Can you imagine how controversial I'd be? You think about him with the women. How about me with the women? Can you imagine?
Oh, man, that was an interview with Chris Matthews, and it was a while back. But, oh, my goodness, some of this stuff that is coming out, just unbelievable. The mudslinging is off the charts on both sides. I've never seen a presidential election like this. And I've never had so many heavy-hitting Republicans in our state. And I could name them, but I won't. They were private conversations. But, I mean, the heaviest of hitters in the state of Utah, some of the stalwarts in the Republican Party, some of the biggest donors in the Republican Party. Boy, I had a conversation a month or so back with one of these individuals who is a dear friend of mine, happens to be Muslim, by the way, distraught, so embarrassed by what is unfolding. The list goes on and on. One person just flat told me, I am so embarrassed. I've never been embarrassed by my party before, but I am now. And then, just when I thought I've heard or seen it all, then we have this.
We're the party family values, but I want to make this one last point if I could. And I'm looking forward to the interview that you're going to have with Bill Clinton's illegitimate son and ask Hillary Clinton if she's willing to accept him.
No, come on. Oh, please. No, that's just rubbish. He does not have an illegitimate son. You have no proof of that.
How do you know this?
You're just talking about people being salacious.
Have him on the air.
You dropped that one on
national television? I'm making the point.
I'm
making the point. You're ready to defend Hillary Clinton against that. That's his allegation, but yet you're accepting the allegations of these women.
Peter Caroon, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be right back.
Boy, just when I thought I couldn't be more embarrassed with what is unfolding in this election, then I hear that. James, holy cow, what were you thinking?
Well, that's a good question, but just to give some context, the young man who's 30 years old now, I've known about him since he was 8 years old. I'm from South Carolina in the Deep South. This is just like we knew about Strom Thurmond's daughter all of our life. This is nothing new here, is my point. But
we're the party of family values is the first thing you said, and then that's what you dredge up to make the point? Are you kidding me, James?
No, actually, I'm not. I mean,
I wish you were. I wish you could say, you know, Doug, I blew it. That was really a stupid thing to say, and my opinion of you would go up considerably.
Well, you ask the question, let me answer it. I'm just simply giving some context before I make my next statement. And simply put, is that I think part of my frustration has been that there seems to be this double standard. 3 weeks out, you have these allegations, and it was more towards the media saying, when are you going to be fair about this? Now, stepping back from it, to your point, which is that the best thing to say with respect to representing Utah? I would have to say, no, it's not. And it was just one of those times where I just had enough. So I agree with you on that assessment that, you know, perhaps that's something that should not have been said.
James, how do we reel this back in? You know, when we have Mr. Trump himself saying, and, you know, this was with Chris Matthews. It was back when Bill Clinton was having all of his issues. And he said, well, I played it a moment ago. Can you imagine how controversial I'd be? Think about him, referring to Bill Clinton with the women. How about me with the women? Imagine. And how do we reel this back in? How do we regain our soul? Our soul as a political body within the country, both Democrat, Republican, everything, but especially my party, your party, the Republican Party. How do we get this back? I mean, it's always been energetic. It's always been a nasty here and there, but I've never seen anything like this. And you know what, James? And I've heard it even myself. I'll fess up here. I hear some of the things that I say. What's worse, some of the things that I think, and thank heaven I haven't said, this And then this morning with your situation, and that, you know, I get it to a degree, but this campaign, and I believe these candidates, are bringing out the worst in us. Not our better angels, our worst angels.
Hey, I'm the first to admit that I'm a competitor and I'm a fighter. But the one thing that about me is that when I see a sense of just fundamental unfairness going on, this selective moral outrage by the political left, that just gets me going. And if I had to do it over again, perhaps I would have reeled that back and not gone there. But you saw her response. It's like, oh, that's rubbish. There isn't there. She's speaking as if she knows for a fact. And I'm like, look at this double standard. So that's, I think, the zone that I was in. But I agree with you. You know, we're Utahns. You know, we want to have a higher standard. And in that respect, I didn't live up to that on that interview. But it just, you know.
On what you're saying right now, I get. Yeah. Our blood starts getting hot. We start, you know, I think of some of the things and the reactions that I have to some of the stuff in this campaign, and I guess that's what concerns me more than anything, is just how we seem to be stooping to the lower bar. We seem to be stooping to the lowest common denominators, to more of our base instincts rather than those words that elevate us, those words that inspire us, those words that truly make a good point. And we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it.
Well, I know I am. I just did it. I'm sure I'm going to be getting a lot of calls. I just hope I don't get one from the governor. That's going to be the most difficult one, because he's just, you know, such a beacon of virtue, and you just don't ever want to disappoint him. And the point simply is that we're in the middle of this fight. It just, you know how the media is, the liberal media, and we deal with it day in and day out, and this one just got to me. Because I was talking with the producers beforehand, and it was a glee about them, about, well, what are you going to say about Donald Trump? What about this and what about that? And I says, well, are you guys going to talk about just basically their allegations on both sides and, you know, frame it that way? But it was like they had no interest in Hillary, no interest in Bill, no interest. It's just, and all of that just start getting me stirred up. And by the time I got on air, it's an explosion. So
I asked,
I'm not excusing it. I'm just explaining it, just saying that you're right, Doug, the man of conscience on radio. It just, you know, it happened. So all I can do is ask for Utahns to give me a little bit of space and a little bit of forgiveness, because I always want to represent Utah well.
Well, I will tell you this, James. I think almost everybody in this campaign, in our political conversations, in our conversations, I've had so many. I had a colleague here at KSL the other day say that they were sitting at a dinner table, and she and her mother started going at it back and forth regarding Donald Trump. I had a colleague this morning saying that she and her brother going, and it is bringing out something in us that I've never seen before. Just a quick thing. I asked Peter Caroon this, and I'd like to ask you as well. Where is Utah going to shake out, especially with the strong showing of Evan McMullen and Governor Johnson? You look at Trump that is now falling, and Hillary Clinton that, not surging certainly, but just all the maneuvering around her numbers are making her look better and better. What is Utah going to deliver up, in your opinion, in November?
Well, I think at the end of the day, Utah Republicans will gravitate back towards Donald Trump, if for no other reason, because Mike Pence is on the ticket, and recognize that we just can't deliver Utah to Hillary. And you know, because we're pragmatic, you know, and clearly the emotions are running high. You just saw it with me on CNN. But, you know, we will step back from that, and the choice is between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. A vote against Donald Trump is a vote for Hillary Clinton. But you're right, we've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
And it just... So it's going to be a very interesting 3 weeks, but I just encourage everyone to please go out and vote. Remember, 21 of the 29 counties are vote by mail. The ballots are start hitting your mailboxes today and the rest of this week. So Just make sure if you need to register to vote, call your county clerk's office or call the lieutenant governor's office or go on their website, utah.gov, or our website, utah.gop. Doug, point taken. I received your instructions, and I will endeavor to do better.
James, you always take my call, and I appreciate that.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. The chair of the Republican Party here in the state of Utah, James Evans.